From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has now had more than 5,300 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The state has remained around a 4% positive rate for new cases, and nearly 125,000 people have been tested. In a press briefing today, Utah's epidemiologist Angela Dunn said it'll be a week or two before the state sees if reopening parts of its economy last weekend will lead to a spike in cases. Dunn urged people to continue following social distancing guidelines. So far, some 2,300 people have recovered from the virus. Provo city officials are urging their residents to proceed with caution as some parts of the economy reopen. The city is located in Utah County, which has about one-fifth of the state's cases. Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi says they're viewing the transition to resuming business like a traffic signal.
They provide direction, signify danger, and help us navigate unfamiliar territory. But to be truly effective, they require some level of compliance from the public.
Cafusi also announced that most parks, rec facilities, and city customer service desks are now open. As states begin to reopen sections of their economies, the U.S. Travel Association released guidelines today for safe traveling going forward. KUER's John Reed reports on what they are and the outlook for Utah's tourism.
The guidelines are similar to many issued by other industries starting back up. Clean more often, screen employees, and limit interactions between customers and staff. The Travel Association's Roger Dow says they're a baseline that will evolve as we learn more about the coronavirus.
Each company will use these recommendations and they'll build upon them, but travelers should know that the entire travel ecosystem is focused on common practices moving forward.
But with international travel still mostly uncertain, Dow says those who do move around will most likely stay stateside. Vicky Varela with Utah's Tourism Office says that's good news for the state. She expects most visitors will be Utahns or those that live nearby, but it won't be anything like summer last year.
Consumers were spending almost $26 million a day in Utah. Right now, it's about 10% of that, and we believe it may take at least 2 years to get back.
She says along with the guidance issued by the Travel Association, her office will also be letting visitors know how to keep themselves safe. John Reed, KUER News.
Utah state courts can now hold more virtual hearings. An order released earlier this month by the state Supreme Court allows bench trials and oral arguments to happen remotely via telephone or video conferencing. Judges will also form a working group to discuss how to potentially resume jury trials, among other things. In coordination with the court's pandemic response plan, anyone who has symptoms of COVID-19 or was exposed to someone with the disease will not be allowed to enter a courthouse. Nearly 20% of adults in Salt Lake City live alone. That's according to a new study released today by Self Financial, an online blog which used data from the American Community Survey. The study says adults who live alone face more challenges financially and psychologically during the coronavirus pandemic. Statewide, only 9% of adults are living alone. The study also looked at West Valley City, Provo, and West Jordan, where fewer than 7% of adults in those cities are single dwellers. Two Utah Republican gubernatorial candidates have lost federal lawsuits to qualify for the state's June primary ballot. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Utah requires 28,000 valid signatures to get on the ballot, and both Jan Garbett and Jeff Birmingham argued that social distancing orders infringed on their ability to gather enough. A federal judge agreed with Garbett last week and ruled that she could qualify for the ballot with 32% fewer signatures than normally required, which would have been around 19,000. When she did not meet that requirement, Garbett filed an appeal asking for that number to be lowered even more. The same judge denied that request, saying Garbett's appeal did not present any new arguments. Birmingham's lawsuit, however, was thrown out after its first hearing. He did not receive enough support at the Republican state convention to make it on the primary ballot. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A Las Vegas woman suffered injuries over the weekend after jumping off the man-made waterfalls at Gunlock State Park in Washington County. Five park visitors were injured and one died in similar accidents last year. Southwest Utah state parks have struggled with overcrowding since Governor Gary Herbert reopened many of them in mid-April. Park officials have asked people to check social media for updates before visiting and to be mindful of social distancing while there. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.